We're learning Masech Nizbeya Daf Mamed Vav Mamed Beis. The Gemara is finishing the discussion that it had. They brought in the Braisa. The Braisa said, "Person machtzel segam bekaveris dvorim b'shamis b'cham ne'acham b'ksham ne'agashamim uvachli iskavim motzit." You're allowed to take a machtzelis and spread it over a kaveris dvorim, over a beehive. If it's sunny, to protect it from the sun. If it's rainy, to protect it from the rain. But make sure not to have any intention to trap the bees. That's the braisa. So the Gemara discusses the kodishtim with Rabbi Yitzchak of enkli nita lo tzarech dafer anita, and the Gemara said that there's honey in the hive, it's not muksa. And the Gemara said, what about in the winter? And the Gemara said, well, you have two chalais, you have two honeycombs, which is safe for the winter. And the Gemara says, but they're muksa. The Gemara said, you decided to eat it, yuchisha v'lein. And then they were discussing, so we're doing all this to stem with Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. Anyway, it doesn't stem with Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Dava Shein HaMiskaven is Aser. So what does the help of actually Iskaven Matzit? So the Gemara here says, with Tisbara, and you think that according to Rav Shimon it would work, even if Shimon it wouldn't work. Because at my Rav and I am later, Rav Shimon Sikresh Yamas. Rav Shimon holds a Sikresh is also Aser. So what's the difference if you're Mechaven Matzit or not? You're doing Seda. So the Gemara says, you can really say it's Rabbi Yehuda, and when it says, eventually, Iskaven Lotzit, really it has windows. It's Bekavi. So it's not being trapped. Eventually, Iskaven Lotzit means, eventually, you send a mitzuda, you shouldn't block the windows and make it into a trap. You have to leave the windows unblocked, leave the windows open, so it won't be Seda. That's the Sugi Sa Gemara here. Now the Gemara Masech the Shamas is a similar Sugi to our Gemara. And it quotes the whole Shach V'tayr, but it leaves out the Tizbra Hamayda of Shimon Sikresh of Yamas. You learn the Gemara in Shamas. The Gemara in Shamas is Mavur. The Kash was only according to Behuda. Behuda holds Dav Hashenim Iskaven is Aser. It doesn't shtim with actually Iskaven Latsud. We have to change it to actually Asenim Mitzuda. But according to Rav Shimon, the Gemara in Shamas is Mashman which shtim. Now Taisus here also apparently had that Girsa here in the Gemara, also some Rishayim here and there, have that Girsa. And Taisus asks the Kasha, why is the Mutter according to Shimon a Sipsik Resha? And the Mashah is Ma'irich, that the Rishayim apparently didn't have the Girsa of the Tizbara, Hamayda of Shimon Sipsik Resha V'Yamas. So the Rishayim, both here in Be'ah and in Shabbos, ask the Kasha on their own. Why does the Gemara only ask the Kasha according to Yehuda? Seemingly, according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be good. And they don't mention the Gemara in Beya says that Enochinami, according to Rabbi Shimon, also have to say Shalai Seneca Mitzuda because of Sikresha. But that's the Kasha. That's Taisa's Kasha here, Anela Ema, and Kami Rishayim. So Rishayim answers, so it's not of Sikresha. But how can it not be of Sikresha? So Taisa says a Teretz, which is hard to understand. He says you leave a small hole, but it's not very visible. So according to Shimon, it's not a psik resha. According to Behuda, he holds it, even if it's not a psik resha, it's aser. So you need a larger hole that will be able to see that the bees could get out of the kaveris. And that's also the Mordechai and the old Chedushi Aran and Masech the Shabbos. They say mamish the same teretz. They say if it's clear that the dvarim could get out of the kaveris, even according to Behuda, it's not seda. If it's not clear, so then according to Behuda, it's a problem, because Dav Hashem and Miskaven is Aser. But according to Shimon, it's Mutter, because it's not a Psik Resha. L'chai, it's a Pella. What do they mean, V'chlal? If a small hole is enough that it's not Nitzayd, so why would it be Aser according to Behuda? And if a small hole, since it's not visible, it is considered Nitzayd, so why isn't it a Psik Resha? What do they mean, V'chlal? Mamish Pella. I think they mean that really it is Tzayda. But the one covering it doesn't know that it's Pseida, that it's Seida. He believes that it's not Seida. So Mela, since he doesn't know that it's Seida, it's a Psik Resha. If you're going to say that it's not Seida, so why would be Mutter, why would be also according to Behuda? You have to say that it is Seida, or at least it's a good chance it's Seida. But it's not a Psik Resha because the person doesn't know that it's, he thinks it's not Seida. See, the Rashba says, Rashba Chedushim says a little bit similar to this. He says he doesn't know if there's a nekev or not. Maybe there's a nekev. So since maybe there's a nekev, maybe it's not a psik resha. Vashenka, according to Behuda, even if it's not a psik resha, it's also a davashen and miskaven. I think Taisus means in that thing, there's a nekev, it's a small nekev, it's really not enough to make it ois seda, but the one covering it thinks it's enough to make it ois seda, or it's a suffix if it makes it, it's enough to make it ois seda. So memela, that's why it's not called the psik resha. The Ramban and the Chedushei Ran and Masech the Shabbos, they say that the case, the Gemara thought the case was that you're putting it on the Machzalus and the Biav, you don't know if it's going to make it a Mesuda or not. So that's a Pasha, not a psik resha. Well, actually, Chavon Lotzit, you shouldn't try to make it a Mesuda. But according to Behuda, even if you don't, even though you have to, Vashar send a Mesuda means you have to be careful not to make it in a way that it's going to trap it. It's Pasha, not a psik resha. But this is all to answer the girsa of the Gemara we have in Shabbos, and the Yushanim seem to have it in Beya also, that according to Rav Shimon it's fine, only according to Rav Yehuda you need of actually a Sena Mitzuda. The Gemara here says even according to Rav Shimon is a Psik Resha, and that's why even according to Rav Shimon you have to tie it of actually a Sena Mitzuda, you have to leave an opening so it shouldn't be trapped. There's a Mordechai Masech the Shabbos, B'Shem the Sefer Atchuma, which is brought down in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shinta Zayin, that he says, if there is flies in the back, so we would say like in a drawer, you're not allowed to close it on Shabbos. The problem would say that you have to leave an opening for the flies to be able to get out. And the Tur in Simon Shin Tezayin says, I don't understand the Mordechai, I disagree, because it says first in the Braisu of actually Chav and Latzid. So Mela, what's its problem about closing a drawer because there are flies in it? If there's flies in a drawer, what's the problem closing it? You're not Mechavan to be tzad the flies. And the Miskavan is mutter. And the Beis Yosef says, I don't understand the Torah. What, you didn't see the Gemara? The Gemara here says clearly, even according to Rav Shimon, the Tisbara, the Gemara says, Hamayd Rav Shimon is the Gemara of Loyamas. So, the Gemara says clearly, if you're not Mechavan, it's a Psik Resha, it's Aser. So you're closing the drawer with the flies, and it's a Psik Resha, they'll be trapped. So what do you mean of actually Yiskavan? It's a Psik Resha, it's a Mefurish Gemara. So the Gayan in Bi'ar Agra says, B'milim Ksarim, that what's the Pshat in the Torah? The Torah also is a Machlokes HaSugyos. The Gemara in Shabbos doesn't bring that down. So the Gemara in Shabbos is Mashman, and even if it's a Psik Resha, it's Mutter according to Rav Shimon. And the Gemara here in Be'ah brings down this thing with Tisbra, so the Gemara holds a Psik Resha, it's Aser. So fine. So Sefer Tshuva passes like the Sugya in Be'ah, that any time it's a Psik Resha, it's Aser. And that's why he says that when the flies in the back, so now it'll close the Psik Resha. Hashem of the Torah passes the Sugya and Shabbos. Or we could say a little bit more. The Rishainim didn't seem to be gairis in the Gemara and Bey of the Tisbara. Now it's true, the Rishainim explained that it's not a Psik Resha like Taisus and other Rishainim. But maybe the Torah held even with a Psik Resha, it's Mutter. Al Kapanim, that's a Gayan's Pshat. The Gayan learns that the Gemara and Shabbos that doesn't bring the Shaila of Psik Resha, and like we said, there is a girsa even the Maran Bein that doesn't mean the Shaila of Psik Resha, holds that it's mutter even though it's a Psik Resha. But the Gayan says that the Maran Chai Bishayin the Sefer Chuma holds like the Gemara here in Bein that it's usher if it's a Psik Resha. But the Gemara and Shabbos holds that if it's a Psik Resha, it's mutter. But the Gayan doesn't explain why. Why would it be mutter if it's a Psik Resha? What's Pashup Shat? It's a Pella. Gayan writes very, very bekitza. What's Pashup Shat? The mice of Psik Resha is Aser. What's Pshat in the Tur? The Tur says, it says, if actually Iskavan Latzer, he's not Miskavan Latzer. What happened to Psik Resha? Not Mishapella. I think it could be it's a Svarah Lagabe Tseida. Tseida is a very Mechudish Dika Malacha. Tseida, you're not really doing anything changing the animal. You're just confining it. So, maybe the pshat is that when taka there's a kavana, you want this animal confined, then it's confined. Then it's called tzeda. Then it has a chshivas of tzeda. Now saying, if you don't want to confine, even if it's a psik resha, it's b'chol not a tzeda. It's not a maisa tzeda b'chol. An animal, a fly stuck in a jaw is not a tzeda. If you want the fly there, then it's a tzeda. So why, if that's a good svara, so why couldn't it be the nat? So you find this also sometimes. Yehuda's loy azul basa kavana. Rav Shimon is azul basa kavana. Rav Shimon holds a davar shein and miskaven is mutter. So the pshat is, even though normally psik resha is asa, but that's when you have the ma'isa malacha. Here, without the kavana, it's b'chal not a malacha. So oy bazoi, there's no dim psik resha. Vashenga and Yehuda doesn't hold the kavana. He's loy azul basa kavana. So meila, kavana can't be ma'ila ma'ir according to Yehuda. As Elochai Daphalan and Lefida Gayan, he doesn't say this, But that's what I'm claiming to say, that the Goyin has a pshat that in the Gemara in Shabbos, that even if it's a psikresha, it's still mutter, and that's how he learns the Torah, why the Torah holds you land to close the jaw with the flies, even though it's a psikresha. Lanach Seid is a type of malacha that if you don't want it, it's bechal not a tzeda. So why is it do machalik zibud of Shimon? Because if Yehuda doesn't hold of kavana. If Yehuda doesn't hold of kavana, Samael can't be tali in kavana, but according to Shimon, it's tali in kavana. There's no dim psikresha, it's not a tzeda bechal. As I zog the chapshat in the Gain. Now the Beis Yosef has a few aras on the Mardechai. One of them is that what's the raya from bees? Bees is b'minay notzit. Bees is shayach et seid because it's b'minay notzit. Flies are not b'minay notzit. So Mela, how do you know to ask the flies because of bees? Bees, it says, like you said in Mitzvah, because bees are b'minay notzit. But shayach and flies are not b'minay notzit, so it shouldn't be et seid. As I said to Beis Yosef, but the Maisa, ends up passing like the Mardechai anyway, since you can't argue on the Rishayim, that's his aura though. So all the Achrayim, the Marsha here, for one, he says, he writes a lashon, Nela mei Beis Yosef Gemara zu. And Gemara says, when Tzesh lo yisena mitzudu, Gemara says pshita. So the Gemara says, Ma'al detayim amini natsit asa shloi amini natsit muta kamash mulan. That's what the Gemara says. Ma'amish mefurish vakert. The Gemara says pshita. If you're making a mitzudu, so I just called it tzeda. So the Gemara says, but you would think it's aim amini natsit, that's why it's muta kamash mulan. So you see, klar, that dvarim fakarit, bees are not called b'mini natsit, they're called ein b'mini natsit, and it's still asit. So how can mechaldim bees and flies, that flies are not b'mini natsit, and bees are b'mini natsit? The Gemara says, of course, the opposite. The Gemara says that bees are not b'mini natsit, and it's still asit. He says, Nela b'mini the Gemara. The Machosa says, it was shigash yetzel of nea shalat, he says. That was a mistake. I should go back to say that Beis Yosef is Nelam the Gemara when he's going on that Gemara, he's learning this Gemara. But Achrayim say that Slachia on the Rasha says that the Beis Yosef Chaked is coming with the Gemara. The Gemara says Manatayim Mina Natsid Asa Shloim Mina Natsid Mutter. It means it's Takazay. If it's a Mina Natsid, it's Asa, but Shloim Mina Natsid it's Mutter. But you would think that bees are not called by Mina Natsid. Kamash Malan, that bees are called by Mina Natsid, and that's the Maskana. And therefore, the flies, which are not b'mina natsit, attack a mutter. The Al Yerabba, Simon Shintazayin, also says this pshat. Tazay, you could say it's a shtickle dachik in the Gemara. The Gemara is not mashmed that way. The Gemara is mashmed. You would think that things that are b'mina natsit are asr, things that ain't b'mina natsit, kamash molin, everything's asr. And these are not b'mina natsit. But I saw the Chiddush Ra, which is Achrayim didn't have, he mamish explains the Gemara that way. Kamash molin, dvarim, are b'mina natsit. If you learn, that's the Kamash Lona Dvarim Abimine Nasit, so Adarab is Mechazik the Beis Yosef, that's Zvuvim, which in Abimine Nasit, Ataka Mutter. Okay. Now there's a famous Taz here, that he wants to say that the Torah doesn't argue on the Sefer Achuma. The Torah doesn't mean to argue. The Torah is trying to say like this. The Sefer Achuma is saying, if there's flies in a jewel, you're not allowed to close. You know, in those days, there were flies all around, and they had cabinets or whatever it is, their jewels exactly like us. And it would have been a major problem if we can't close the cabinets on Shabbos. So, the Sefer Chum is saying when the flies are not allowed to close the cabinet, Avada, that's right, it's a psikresha. But the point of the Torah is you have to check. Don't check to see if there are flies. As long as there might not be flies, even if you could check, we don't have to, because it's an avashein and miskaven. So you don't have to go searching, you don't have to go to look in your cabinets to make sure there's no flies there before you close the cabinet, before you close the drawer. Because if it's a suffix, if there are flies in that, it's not called a psikresha. That's how the Taz wants to limshat in the Torah, and the Taz paskins that way, alacha lemais. The Bi'alacha discusses what the Ilam calls suffix psikresha. Bi'alacha says the Taz is a big chiddush to him. Because he would have learned that psikresha means you're doing a maisa, and you're not sure what the maisa is going to do. Is it going to make a malacha? Is it not going to make a malacha? So that's called, it's not a psikresha. But let's say, it's not pshat, you're not sure l'habba, what the mice is going to do. You're not sure the mitzias that's there l'sha'avai. If there are flies in the drawer, is it going to become tzeda? We don't know if there are flies. So maybe that's a suffix the mice of l'chumrah. As I declared the assassin, sorry, it brings the Rabbi Kivega by Basa B'cholav, that declares such a svar, that the Rabbi Kivega, the Ramah, had said that you have to avoid stirring the coals under a pot that a guy is cooking because there might have Basa B'cholav in it. So, Factor B. Kivega, why does he say it's a Dava Shein and Miskavin? It's not a psikresha because it might not have Basa B'cholav. So, B. Kivega declares it's not Svara. that maybe, since it's if it had basa b'chalav, it's a psik reisha, so it's like a safik psik reisha. It's not called not a psik reisha. On this side, it is a psik reisha. Psik reisha is only lahaba. But he brings a raya, the Maaseh de Bi'alacha brings a raya to the Taz from the Ramban, and he seems to come out lemaskana like the Taz. Rabbi Kveger also brings the Taz in that discussion, and he also seems to come out lemaskana like the Taz. And l'chari have a raya from Taisim Rishayim here. Taisim is here, and that Mordechai and the Chedush Ramban that I said, that says we're talking about it, and the Chedush Rashba, that we're talking about there's a small hole, and you can't really see the hole, and male's not a psik reisha, but according to within the bigger hole, L'chaya, what's the pshat? Like I said, I don't know, Chloe, if my pshat is correct, but I don't have another pshat, and the pshat is really, is a pseida, and that's why it's also according to Yehuda, but since there is a hole there, and it might not be a pseida, so even if Kamish, May, and Galiad is a pseida, it's not called a psikreshim. Mamish like the Taz. So Safak Shalom Omer, and still it's not called a psikreshim. I think it's a raya from Taisus, and the Mordechai, and the Chedush Rashba, and the Chedush Ran and Shabbos. What's the Tut Stadim, the Vassav Shvesha? The Ilam says, the Kaivachirim of Achanan, on the Vavim Suvis, has a Shaila about Psik Resha. He's talking about Psik Resha Lenichalein. And why should it be Asur or Mutter? But his Shaila was, why is Rabshimim Leidah by Psik Resha? Why is Psik Resha, why by Psik Resha don't you have the Heter of Davashain and Miskavin? So he says, Tut Stadim. Either Psharis Psik Resha makes it into one Maisa. So if you Mechavin, let's say, closing the jaws, right, putting the Machzelos on the Dvarim, is one nicer with confining the Dvarim. Because of Psik Resha. So if the Pshat is you're putting a Machzelos, that's one nicer, to protect the Kveris, and the Tzeda is another nicer, you're not Mechavim for the Tzeda, it's Mutter. But if it's a Psik Resha, it's called one big nicer, and Memela, it's awesome. That's one side. The other side is no. Really, it's not going to call two different nicer. But any time it's going to happen, that's that means you're having Kavanah for it. Even though it's two Maisa, but you're doing one Maisa, you're saying, I'm only Mechan for this Maisa. If the other Maisa is finally going to happen, that's called the Kavanah for the other Maisa. So if you say that the Pshat is, it's one Maisa, so even if you don't know that it's Psik Resha, but if Kamish Maya Gali is a Psik Resha, if it's a Suffolk on the Abbas, it's not going to have a Psik Resha. It might happen, it might not happen. It's a random choice. So it's not called one Maisa. But here, Kapish Maya Galia, if there are flies in the drawer, it's going to be a Seda. So male, it's one Maisa. It's one Maisa, so it's a Psikresha, it'll be Aser. Mashengen, the Svar Psikresha is really, even with the Psikresha, is two Maisa. Just when you're Mechavim for one, the male, you're going to Mechavim to the other. It's called being Mechavim to the other one. So male, if you don't know about it, that's all totally in your mind. When you're Mechavim for a Maisa and you know the other Maisa is going to happen, so that's called the Kavanah for the other Maisa. If you don't know about it, it's not called the Kavanah. It doesn't matter whether it's La'ava or La'aba. It doesn't matter if Kamishmaya Galia, it will happen. But I don't know that will happen, so that's called this non-Psik Resha. That's called I'm only Mecham for the first Maisa, it's not a Kavanah for the second Maisa. And now let's learn the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara brings a story about the mill of Abaya that was getting wet and getting ruined from the rain. And he asked Rabbi what he should do. And Rabbi says, bring your bed inside, and then it'll be me, it'll be a graph, so he'll be able to take it out, and that way he'll be able to save your mill. So Abaya sat down and started asking kashas. You can't make a graph, so rei lechatchila. You can't, graph, so rei is if it happens, but you can't lechatchila make a graph, so rei. So how can I bring my bed in? That's making a graph, so rei lechatchila. So Gemara says, what happened was, while he was asking his kashas, so the Rechayim fell, and he said, Tasili, the Avra and the Ma, I really deserve that, because I really should have just listened to the Psak. I started questioning Rabbi's Psak, my Rebbe's Psak, and mainly that's why this happened to me. So Taisus asked at the Gemara earlier, is Mavur that it's really awesome to make a Graf Shavei Lechatchila. So what's Pshat in this Gemara? That Rabbi told him he could do it, and Abaya questioned it, and then he got an Einish for questioning it, that's what he said, Tasili, the Avra and the Ma. The Gemara there says you can't make a graf shereh chilas. Abaya was right. So Taisus says two terutzim, also chdushim rajma the same shtickel. One is that enich and ami you can't make a graf shereh chilas, but Rabbi held when there's a pseida you could. Whenever there's a hefsid mammon, you don't have to keep the halach of not making a graf shereh chilas. That's the first teretz. The second teretz is the lamdish teretz. That if you're causing a graf shereh to be made, you're in a house, and there's no graf sharei, and you cause lechachila graf sharei to be made, that's called eisen graf sharei lechachila. Mashenkin there, the disgusting thing was there. You didn't cause it to happen, it was there. Navas, it wasn't where you were sitting, it wasn't in your house. You moved your bed, and you made that your house. That's not called you made the graf sharei lechachila. That's called you made the house lechachila. So Mela, that's why that's mutter. You don't have the restriction. Graf Shurei Lechila is, you don't have the Graf Shurei altogether. But here the Graf Shurei was there, it's just it wasn't by you. You moved into where the Graf Shurei is, that's mutter. So for Shteitzich, which teretz is correct la'alocha, will make a big nafkimina. Right? The first teretz doesn't make a chiluk whether you caused the Graf Shurei to come or you moved to where the Graf Shurei was already. It says pseida. So let's say you'd have a case where for some, they'll have some hefsid mammon by not making a graf sharei lechatchila, you'd be allowed to even make a graf sharei lechatchila, not only move to the place where the graf sharei is. Say that, that's the criteria. The second one is saying it's not called lechatchila. So the pshat is, let's say you're in one house, and you decide you want to move to another house, happens to meet as a graf sharei in the other house, you say, no problem. I'll move to the other house, and then a graf sharei I'm allowed to take out. According to the first teretz, there's no pseida, you can't do it. According to the second teretz, there's a pseida. And the only pseida, according to the second teretz, that's not called eisen lechatchila. Stam is not called eisen lechatchila. So you need a pseida. So these are two separate terutzim. Each one is a separate kul halacha. One is telling you, first teretz holds you can make a graf sharei lechatchila b'makom hefsid. Second teretz holds no. The second teretz says, you only can cause a graf sharei to be made, but if one's there already, you could move to where it is, even up a makam hefsit. And the first teretz holds, no. It's the same thing, causing a graf sharei to be made l'chatchila, or moving to a place where there's a graf sharei. Now the Rosh, in Shuvah, Simcha Beza Ischas, he has a bunch of things about Muksuk, and the Derech Ches, he talks about graf sharei, he says the second teretz of Taisus. The Shuvah Sarash says the second teretz of Taisus only. That the chiluk is whether you made the graf sharei or you brought the metasuk to the shemisha sham, and there it's mut. He doesn't mention anything about pseida. And that's how the Torah says it in Simon Shin Ches. So it sounds like the Tshuva Sirash and the Torah's son held the halacha like the second teretz. In other words, you wouldn't be able to make a graf sharei b'makam seida, and you're allowed to move to where graf sharei is, even shaloi b'makam seida. The Shulchan Aruch, though, brings like Tesis. He says both chumras. He says, b'makam seida, it's mutter to bring Yamita to the Graf Sharei and make a yeshiva there, and that way you'll be able to take it out. So he needs both to not. The Gaon says, because he passes like both terutzim of Tais l'chumra k'darkei b'chol makim. Whenever you have two terutzim, it comes out of chumra, you don't know which one to pass in, you can't go both ways the kula, you go both ways the chumra. So while the Rosh and the Tur are mashma, that you only go with the second teretz, Taisus and the Rashi bring two terutzim, the Shulchan Aruch, passes like both Terutz and Lechumra. Now the Rambam doesn't bring this heter of the Gemara at all. The Rambam Lechayra, Magamishna has a kasha, wanted to bring it to Magamishna, Perichafei Alacha Chavdalit. But the Beis Yosef Simon Shin Ches says, because Abayis kasha was a good kasha, Rambam was Mekabel. So why did Abayis say, Tasteli the Avriya Demar? Stop, he was complaining, not because that's the Halacha. Could be the Pshat is, you have a right to listen to the Psak of your Rebbe, I'm saying this on my own. You have a right to listen to the psak of your Rebbe without asking kashas. The Gemara says an Erev in that. The Gemara says, but there are banan of din and uvda v'hadim esvina tiyufta. If it's a shayla being mekel and a deraisa and you have a kasha, you should ask the kasha. But when there are banans, you could just do it and then ask the kasha. But if I wanted to ask the kasha first, Enoch and Ami was a good kasha. And Enoch and Ami, he couldn't have done it anyway. But Rabbi was saying, Shayla, I deserve this einish for not listening to Rabbi's psak, even though We don't pask in that way. That's what the Beis Yosef says. So according to the Rambam, you have to machma both ways. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pask in that way. But even b'makom seida, and even to move into the graf sharei, both cases are aser l'maisa. The Rambam doesn't bring down the heter at all. And the Beis Yosef wins because Rabbi was mekabel abayis kasha. Another thing in the Rambam is, the Rambam says that if someone made a graf sharei lechatchila, it's mutter afterwards to take it out. Notice it's an issa to make a lechatchila. What if someone was over on the Isser? You could take it out. They didn't cancel him that since you made a lechachila, you can't take it out. The Magen Mishnah says, the Gemara Lechari says this clear. The Gemara says, Ein Eisen Graf Sharei Lechachila. You can't make a Graf Sharei Lechachila. If the halacha is that if you make a lechachila, you can't take it out, there's nothing wrong with making it. You just won't be able to take it out. since the halacha was said in a way that you can't make a lechatchila, vice versa, you could take it out once you did it. So mainly you can't do it, al smach you're going to take it out. But if the halacha is b'dieved, you can't take it out, it wouldn't say you can't make it, because you could. It would just say, and then if you want, you can make a graf shavei, you just won't be able to take it out. Vice versa, you can take it out, and that's why there's halacha not to make a lechatchila. One more thing in the Gemara, a little bit lighter, where Shmuel says it's ikar alacha graf sharei v'avish meraglayim mutal etziyam ha'ashpa u'kshimach ziroi naisim emayim u'mach ziroi. He says alacha like this, you're allowed to bring out the graf sharei v'avish meraglayim ashpa, and when you want to return it, you have to put in water and return it. Why do you have to put in water? So Rashi says, because really the graf in the oven is muxa, it's muxa machmas mias. So if not for agav maya, you're not allowed to be metal for it. Why are you allowed to bring it out? Mishan Friday. But to bring it back, it's muksa machmas mias, and memela, if without the water, you can't be metalpot. So the Rashba asks a few kashas. One kashi asks is, what does help to put in the water? The water becomes just as disgusting as the graf sharei. They're not ready for anything, it's just as muksa. But he says, no, they're ready for behemoth. You can take water, put it in a graf sharei, and behemoth will drink it. It's fine, it's ready for behemoth. Okay. But then he asks another kasha, how could you allow to put in water, how could the water be matter if it's muksa? And the water is being matter it, we have a halacha that you cannot move a muksa thing because you have a non-muksa thing on top of it. We have by mace, the only time the heter is. Like Amr kikar v'tinaik el mace l'vat. When you have a dead body, which you have to move because it's going to disintegrate, it's going to smell, so then you could put on the dead body a loaf of bread or a baby and move it. Because that's called not moving muksa, because it's like a basis to the davar mutter. But the het is only for a mace. So what's the pshat here? We could use this with for graf sharei. So he says it must be the case is that there's more rei or mei raglayim to take out. So memela mishum kvayde, they will matter. They're matter. They wanted you to be able to use the kli again, and they said, all right. The mice is not, you have to at least put in water, at least do something. But really, it's a special kula for the purpose of graf sharei. So the Rashi is telling you a chiddush. Let's say you don't need it to bring out more rei or meraglayim. So then you wouldn't be allowed to put in water and take it back. Rabbi Niruchim says it's klar. Rabbi Niruchim, Sevdalach Elagalim, says that you're allowed to take it out with the water is only when you still need to bring out mutzai and meraglayim. Otherwise, it's also because Leitiru Kikretina Galameis Bovat. The Beis Yosef brings all this in Simon Shinches. But the Beis Yosef also brings the Maria Buav. The Maria Buav says the Rosh doesn't say this. The Rosh says it's Heter, Ukushumach Zirei, he could put in water. And he doesn't say only the only time when he could take it back is when he still needs it to bring out more. So what's Pshan in the Rosh? The Rosh must hold this Mutta and Gansen. Why Taka? If it's Muxa, so why don't you say Leitiru? So he says the reason is Saifim Mishum Tchilasei. A person is not going to take out the graf sharei to the garbage dump if he has to leave the keli there, because you still need it. You're only going to take it out if you can bring the kli back. So Mimela, that's why they allowed to do it to the Hafsidus keli. So the Rashi was only makel in a case where he still has to bring more rei out, and the Rosh is makel. Because even if he doesn't, he has to bring it out, he has to bring it back, shall have to this Caleb. L'chayel l'fizel, Eliyahu reads this out, if it's in the Makkah Mishtamer, then you shouldn't take it back according to the Rosh either. Now there are achrenim that are makel more. Like we said, the Rashba asked the Kasha that it's Muksa, how could you take it Agav Maya? And his answer is because you still need to take out more Rei or Meraglayim. And Ben Yeruchim Paschal's that way, Allah l'maisa. The Maria Buav says the Rosh doesn't say it, but even the Rosh is saying, Avad it's muksa, Avad yinala the movie, even Agav Maya, but it's a tira seifim mishum chilase, which would also mean that if you don't have to take it back, you don't. The Magen Avraham says, I don't understand the kasha. Muksa, that the isum muksa that's not mutter, ayyadei kika v'tinai, is if it's not a kli. If it's a kli, then there's no such isser. That's what he says. It's a shtikl chiddish, because this kli is also muksa, it's muksa machmas mias. But he says, but since it's a kli, it's not as chum in the muksa, and they'll matter it on your day the mayim. It sounds like it's not matter it. The Nesiv Chaim on the Magen Avram, is the Karben Nisano, he says, when you put in water, and now it's royal the behema, so now the kli is not muksa. You could use the kli to give the water to the behema. That makes the kli ice muksa. It's also a shtekel chedesh. The Chazanish is very interesting. He writes, with a clerk, Tzimim Emches Ais Yud, that a graf shui is not muksa. Muksa machmas mias, but that's its use. What's it used for? It's used to being a graf shui, it's a good. Muksa machmas mias is if you can't use it, but if it has a regular, normal, functional use on Shabbos and Yontif, and the mias is not preventing the use, so male, it's not muksa. It's not a chumra. It's not a chumra that Chazal and Matzah to put water in it. Fakarit. You have a kasha, liyamru, kigavatina galames bulvan. Here's not muksa. It's not a chumra the other way. The Chazal made you put water in it. And it brings a raya. The Gemara says that savamine graf shere agamun in b'fnei atzmei loy. A graf shere is only mutter when you do it with a kli, not when you do it by itself. If you're going to say the kli is muksa, what's the value of the kli? Chesh da'ke raya. If you're going to say the kli is muksa, so what do you mean agav mana in fats meloy? There's no agav mana. The mana is also muksa. The mana is just as muksa as the rei. Elamai, the mana is not muksa. Why they tell you to put in water? It's not machumra to put in water. He also says a big chiddush. The fee is there that he's saying that it's not machumra to put in water. He says if you don't have water, it's mutter even without water. So he says I have a raya to this because graf shere fine. Graf shere is a heter. You could take out the muksa with your hands. But once you got to the ashpa, so the chayyah, where's your heter now to shake out the rei and put it in the ashpa? That, you could leave the whole kli there with the rei. Where's the heter to shake it out? If there were only mako when you need it, when you need the kli for further use with mayim, so where's the heter b'chlal? You only can bring it back if you put in water. Well, what's the heter to pour out the rei that you could put in the water? What's the heter for that? They are moving the kli, not with the heter of graf shirei, stam. Because it's not muksa. But that's all the chazanish. The Rashi is clear that it's muksa. And the Reini Ruchim, it's mamish muksa. And the only reason why it's mutter with the water, he says, is mishum kvayde, because you have to take out more rei. But otherwise it'd be muksa. And the Mariyon learns that way in the Rosh also, even though the Rosh holds its mutter, even because to protect the kli, but he says, I'll say for mishum tchilase. It's Masha from the Rishenim, the Rajma, the Reini Ruchim, and the Mariyam. It's the Mariyam Barbel that learns its way in the Rosh, that is Muksa. And it's also Mashma, this Chiddush that he says that without Mayim, it's Mutter, it's just Mayim is only Lechatchila. The Pais Gemara Masha way. The Pais Mashma without water, it's Asir. And it stems, because they tack a hold of this Muksa. But the Mishnah Brura says that if you need it to do your Trochim on it, then it's Taka Mutter, even without water, because God will cover the Abriyas. The Raja wasn't talking about that. The Raja was saying you needed to bring out more rei. That's not mamish kavod abriyas. That's a new hatter muksa, which is only matter to bring back the keli for that with mayim. Now saying if you need a taka for the tzorachim, so then that will be mutter even without water. But otherwise, Mishnah Berurah is pretty clear that you need water, otherwise it's taka asa to bring back.